Hey, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training coming to you with something a little bit different. In NLP, we call them perceptual positions. And we say that you can see the world in three different ways. You can inhabit your own skin and see it through your own eyes. You can see it like a fly on the wall, like the observer at a sports event, so that everything is mapped out in front of you. Or you can see it through the eyes of another person. And we call this last one a second position shift. Now, in language, second person is represented by the word you. And when we say, if I were you, usually we mean, if I were in your position, which is quite a different thing. Because if I take myself into your position, I'm still seeing it through my eyes. I'm still seeing it based on my experience and my values and my filters. What I should mean if I say if I were you is that I can slide over into your point of view. And there will be a few clues if I've done this. One is that my physiology will start to match your physiology. So if I really want to say, if I were you, what would I be feeling? My body will shift to my representation of you, to what I have observed you doing in terms of posture, in terms of gestures, in terms of things like the way you hold your head or balance, and in terms of sometimes physical expression on your face or in your voice. So physiology is a clue. We have moved over, like an actor, to assume the character of somebody else. Another indicator is language. No two of us use language exactly the same way. Although we may use mostly the same words, there are always tricks to our phrasing, to our rhythm, to the particular words that we gravitate towards. If I am in second position, if I am truly imagining being you, my language will start to sound more like your language. I will automatically adjust so that I use your jargon, your lingo, your phrasing, your rhythm, the kinds of words that you use. In traditional NLP, they talked about visual words or auditory words or kinesthetic words, but we now know it's much more complicated than that. And yet our brains are made for complexity. And when I am truly imagining the world from your point of view, as if I were in your shoes, I will start to take on your language. And the third indicator that when I say, if I were you, I mean I'm really trying to be you, is that you can see me. And it's notoriously difficult to imagine ourselves. In fact, we are fascinated by things like mirrors or selfies because it's so hard to know what we look like. And even when we catch ourselves in a mirror or a photo, the expression on our face has already changed. It's already shifted. So the only way to really imagine who we are is to borrow somebody else's perceptions. And when we are genuinely trying to imagine their take on the world, we also have to genuinely imagine how they are seeing us. Not just in, you know, broad strokes as this kind of character or that kind of character, but in very specific ways, like what access do they have to notice our gestures and our rhythm, our postures. So, if you really want to slide over into somebody else's shoes, the first thing to do is to truly intend to take on their experience and leave your own behind. And once you've done that, the way you can check if you're doing a good job is notice, is there a match between your physiology and their physiology? Is there a match between your language and their language? And are you able to imagine yourself seen through their eyes so that you can actually take a good look at what they notice when they notice you. I'm Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training. Play with second position this week and see what you learn.